And welcome. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. This is a weekly segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, there have been all kinds of industries, all kinds of businesses, side hustles, all kinds of little projects over the years that have taken shape or have gone from maybe earning a small amount of money to earning a bigger amount of money, or sometimes selling the business, just all kinds of evolutions, dealing with challenges and such along the way as well. Let's see, last week we heard from a work-from-home coach who started her side hustle at the beginning of the pandemic. And then over the past 2 years, she built this hobby into a profitable business, earning at least $4,000 a month on the side from her day job as a recruiter. And during that time, she also pivoted to selling more to employers than to individual employees. Now today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from Robert, a location-independent editor who has a sideline as a tiny home consultant. A tiny home consultant. I don't think he is tiny. That is a consultant to the tiny home industry. And I was going to say it's a small niche because, you know, tiny homes, it's a small niche. But actually, the joke doesn't work because a lot of people are interested in tiny homes. It's actually a big niche, which can be a little confusing. But hey, I think you get it, right? You know what tiny homes are. Let's hear directly from Robert. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Five years ago, my fascination with minimalism and sustainable living led me to discover the tiny home movement. As an architect and interior designer, I was captivated by the challenge of creating functional living spaces with a limited footprint. I realized there was a demand for bespoke tiny home designs that went beyond the standard blueprints available online. And so my side hustle as a tiny home consultant began. I started by researching the tiny home market and identifying my target audience, people looking to build their first tiny home who desired a custom design. I created a website and a portfolio showcasing my architectural and design skills, specifically highlighting tiny home projects. To reach potential clients, I actively participated in online forums related to tiny living. I should mention that I'm an editor by profession, which allows me to be somewhat location independent. I was able to travel to tiny home conventions as well as the World Domination Summit in Portland. As my business grew, I focused on offering personalized services tailored to my clients' unique needs and preferences. I took the time to understand their lifestyles, hobbies, and aesthetic preferences, ensuring the final design met their expectations. I also educated my clients on essential topics such as zoning laws and utility connections and the pros and cons of different building materials. This is much more complicated than most people expect, so it's an important part of the business to inform them. Over time, I've learned several valuable lessons. Develop a niche. The tiny home market is diverse, and by offering custom designs for first-time buyers, I carved out a niche that set me apart from competitors. Stay informed. The tiny home industry is constantly evolving. Staying up to date with the latest design trends, materials, and legal regulations allows me to provide the best advice and solutions to my clients. Establish a clear pricing structure. Initially, I struggled with my pricing services. Through trial and error, I developed a transparent pricing model based on the scope and complexity of each project, which helped me better communicate my value to clients. Finally, adapt to client needs. I've learned to be flexible and adapt my design process to accommodate clients' specific requirements, whether it's incorporating pet-friendly features, designing for off-grid living, or optimizing storage solutions. Today, my side hustle as a tiny home consultant generates at least $3,000 per month on average, and I couldn't be happier with the impact I've made in the lives of my clients. The journey's been both challenging and rewarding, but I'm so glad I started. For anyone considering starting a similar business, I recommend first honing your design and architectural skills, then identifying your niche like I did. Stay informed, adapt to your clients' needs, and use online marketing to share your expertise and connect with your target audience. Tiny homes aren't for everyone, but there's a passionate market of individuals that are super into them, and there's room for more than one of us on the design front. Good luck out there.
Thanks a lot to Robert for sharing those updates with us. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, 1,000 plus stories, 2,300 plus episodes so far. Haven't missed a day since we began, and it's all because we have an amazing community out there. I want to make sure we get you something good every day, short, action-packed, less than 10 minutes long. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. It's all completely free. The notes for today, sidehustleschool.com/2315. That's all for now. More to come tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.